until today.
真的很投入流泪的，到最后一定是欢呼来收场。
It is true when you get really involved into sowing, then one day you shall rejoice and reap.
那在诗篇一百二十六篇本身
，In Psalm 126,
他在提到神将被掳的带回归回。
Here describes how the Lord brought back the captivity.
他们好像做梦一样。
They were people who were dreaming.
为什么说做梦
？Why was it like dreaming?
这是不可能的。
Because it was impossible.
但是不可能的实现了。
However, the impossible had happened.
所以第二节他们就满口欢笑。
Therefore, verse 2 says that their mouths were filled with laughter.
那在被掳当中
，In their captivity,
他们真的是流泪的悔改。
They really repented in tears.
悔改他们过去拜偶像的罪。
They repented over their sins of idolatry in the past.
悔改他们过去硬心的罪。
They repented over their hard-heartedness in the past.
悔改他们过去背叛神的罪。
They repented over their sins that they have committed against the Lord.
当一个人迫切悔改流泪。
When a person earnestly repented in tears and prayed,
神赦免他的罪。
God will forgive his sins.
神的应许就实现了。
The promises of God shall come to pass.
感动古列王啊，下令叫他们回来。
God will move the heart of King Cyrus to bring them back into the land.
那这个原则今天要适用在我们哪一方面呢
？And how do we apply this principle in today's time?
啊，祷告会之前，我们想用三个例子跟大家一起来学习。
Before our prayer, we shall take with us three examples to study.
第一个例子就是大卫。
The first example would be David.
啊，我们看诗篇的五十一篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 51.
啊，诗篇的五十一篇。
Psalms 51.
第一节。
Verse 1. Verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
第二节。
Verse 2. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.Verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Verse 4, against you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Here, what is David praying for? May the Lord blot out my transgressions.
人类最大的危机就是罪。
The biggest crisis of mankind is sin.
罪是我们跟神阻隔。
Sin has separated us from God.
一点点罪都会阻挡我们的祷告，不能达到神面前。
Just a tiny bit of sin will separate us so that our prayers cannot be heard by God.
那大卫犯的罪是很大的。
David has transgressed against the Lord in a big way.
所以在这个第一节前面，小子说大卫与拔示巴同寝以后，先知拿单来见他。
There's an expression in addition to verse 1 saying that this psalm was written after David has committed a transgression with Bathsheba.
大卫这个人非常聪明。
David was a very witty man.
他借别人的刀来杀别示巴的先生。
He used someone's knife to essentially kill the husband of Bathsheba.
他把他送到最前线。
He sent the husband into the front line.
被别人打死。
So that he could be killed by the enemy.
所以他想他很合法的拥有这个妇人。
He thought he could legally obtain this woman.
他以为这个事情没有人知道。
He thought that this was a hidden fact and no one could find out.
他以为这个事情没有什么结果。
He thought that there would be no result coming out of this.
所以他就顺着他心里想要做去做。
Therefore he went according to the ways of his heart.
想不到神察看万事。
But it was beyond his understanding that God saw everything.
神感动拿山。
God has moved Nathan.
就来见他。
To meet with him.
先讲一个比喻给他听。
And to speak of a parable.
当他气愤愤的时候。
When he was outraged.
拿单说那个人就是你。
Prophet Nathan said that person is you.
所以大卫没有办法说他没有做。
So David could not deny the fact that he had committed this wrong.
那大卫犯的罪虽然很点短暂肉体的快乐。
Even though David has transgressed against God to satisfy the lust of his flesh temporarily,
但是他从那个时候开始，
but from then on,
他就感觉到没有平安。
He has lost the peace,
因为神已经没有同在。
Because God was not with him anymore,
他也感觉到没有喜乐。
He also lost the joy,
因为神已经不在他里面。
Because God was not inside him anymore,
他的良心天天责备他。
His conscience pricked him every day.
这个良心责备要怎么才能够得到平静呢？
How can you obtain peace when your conscience prick you every day?
只有有一天这个罪拿掉，良心才会平安。
Not only until one day when your sins has been blotted away, can your conscience be clear?
如果良心罪没有拿掉，良心一直到死都不会平安。
If the sin is not blotted away, then your conscience will not be clear to the day of your death.
没有平安，就不会有喜乐。
Without peace, you will not have joy.
那每一次他想到睡在他旁边这个女人，他的先生是他杀掉的。
Every time when he thought about the woman's husband whom he has killed,
这个记忆一定让他没有办法婚姻生活过得很快乐。
Surely this memory will deter him from having a happy marriage.
这是一生的痛苦。
This is a tragedy of his lifetime.
是内心的痛苦。
This is the disaster in his heart.
是罪里面的痛苦。
This is the disaster caused by his sins.
怎么办？
What will he do?
隐藏罪恶是行不通的。
He cannot hide his sins.
圣经说我们在神面前是赤露敞开的。
The Bible says we are naked in front of God.
在神面前是没有秘密的。
Before God, we cannot hold any secrets.
我们想的。
Whatever we think.
我秘密做的。
Whatever we have done secretly.
我们的私生活。
Our private life.
在神是赤露敞开。
Everything is open, naked before God.
所以我们假装我不知道。
Sometimes we pretend that we don't know.
也是行不通的。
But we cannot have it our way.
信仰生活应该是很喜乐的。
In our life of faith, we actually need to have joy.
但是有时候为什么我们怎么祷告都没有喜乐呢？
But how come many a times we pray and we cannot obtain joy?
很可能因为有罪的阻挡。
Maybe it's because we are separated to God by sin.
但是神是信实的。
But God is faithful.
神所要的是什么？
What is it that God desires from us?
忧伤痛悔的心。
A broken and contrite spirit.
忧伤痛悔的心，神必不轻看。
God will not despise a broken and contrite heart.
所以对付罪的最好的方法。
So the way to face our sins.
不是用亚当用人造的树叶来遮盖自己的羞耻。
It's not to learn from Adam to use some artificial leaves to cover our shame.
是来到神面前告诉神我有罪。
But to come boldly before God and say that I have sinned.
你赦免我。
Please forgive me.
你帮助我。
Please help me.
造清洁的心。
Please create in me a clear conscience.
让我不再犯罪。
A clear heart so that I do not sin anymore.
这一条才是解决罪的最有效方法。
This is the correct solution, the best solution.
那罪解决了。
When our sin has been taken care of.
神把我们的罪拿掉了。
God has taken away our sins.
良心就不会自责。
Then our conscience will not prick us anymore.
但重担就不会往下压。
And our burdens will not continue to oppress us.
那我们跟神重新接上关系。
Once again, we establish a new relationship with God.
神又重新充满在我们里面。
God once again fill our lives.
平安喜乐又同在。
Peace and joy come upon us every day.
所以流泪啥种？流什么泪？
So when we sow in tears, what type of tears are we sowing?
流悔改的眼泪。
We sow the tears of repentance.
收割什么？
What do we reap then?
收割神同在的那一种平安跟喜乐。
We are reaping the peace and joy, which is the consequence of God's abidance with us.
所以诗篇一百零三篇说。
Therefore, Psalms 103 says.
我看一百零三篇十一节。
Let us turn to Psalms 103, verse 11.
天离地何等的高，他向慈爱敬畏他的人也何等的大。
For as the heavens are higher above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him.
十二节。
Verse 12.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离开我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
所以神可以叫我们的过犯离开我们。
So God is able to blot our transgressions away from us.
但是我们要承认自己的罪。
As long as we acknowledge our sins.
那这是最好的方法。
This is the best way.
有一个弟兄啊，他本来很热心啊。
There was a brother who originally was very fervent.
忽然间祷告，圣灵没有了。
When he prayed, he suddenly realized that the Holy Spirit has left him.
他真的很惶恐啊。
He was panicked.
圣灵一离开他以后，他觉得走路出去、开车出去都觉得，好像没有安全感。
When the Holy Spirit left him, he felt that he did not have a sense of security when he drove or went out to and come in.
那他有一个室友。
He has a friend.
室友 roommate.
A roommate.
他的室友很热心啊。
The roommate was very fervent.
就邀他一起禁食祷告。
So he invited this brother to fast and pray.
禁食祷告三天。
To fast and pray for three consecutive days.
一直祷告。
To continually pray.
祷告到第三天。
And when he prayed to the third day,
流了很多眼泪。
He has shed many tears.
圣灵又再回来。
And the Holy Spirit came back.
他就感觉到非常的喜乐。
He once again received the joy.
这都是真实的见证。
These are true testimonies.
我们大罪小罪，只有在神面前悔改。
Whether we have heavy sins or light sins, we need to repent before God.
信仰生活才真的有喜乐，有平安。
Only then can we receive the peace and joy in our life of faith.
这是第一个例子，流泪悔改。
This is the first example to sow in tears.
欢呼收割。
We will reap in joy.
有一个弟兄。
There was also a brother.
他曾经到一个国家去旅游。
He once went to a country.
他买了黄色照片回来。
He bought some pornography materials.
那个时候大概五十几岁了。
He was about the age of 50.
他怕他孩子知道锁在抽屉里面。
He didn't want his children to find out, so he was putting it in his drawers.
以前祷告常常圣灵充满人喜乐。
In the past, when he prayed, he was constantly filled with joy in the spirit.
自从那一天以后，祷告没有味道。
But from then on, he did not feel any sense of closeness to God.
禁食祷告也没有味道。
Even though he fasted and prayed, he did not feel anything.
后来他问一个教会的长子。
Later on, he consulted a minister of the church.
就跟他讲，你大概要悔改。
And he understood that he needed to repent.
他说有一次安息日聚完会。
He said one day after Sabbath service.
还没有祷告之前。
Before prayer.
他就站到前面来。
He was standing in front.
他说请为我祷告。
He said, "Please pray for me."
他不怕羞耻，把他讲的做的事情讲出来。
He wasn't afraid of being shameful. He told everyone of what he had done.
要大家帮他祷告。
Everyone was praying for him.
第二天开始。
From the second day onward, he was once again filled with the Holy Spirit.
来享受圣灵充满的喜乐。
And he could once again enjoy the peace and joy that comes from the Holy Spirit.
如果我们要喜乐。
If we want to receive this joy,
我们要流泪。
We need to shed our tears.
求神拿掉我们的罪。
And ask the Lord to take away our sins.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
我们现在再来看哈拿的故事。
Now we shall take a look at the story of Hannah.
撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第一章。
Turn to First Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。
First Samuel chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse 7. Verse 7, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 7. So it was, year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat.
第八节。
Verse 8, then Elkanah her husband said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?
这里 Hannah 不会生孩子。
Here Hannah was barren.
这个肚子不是她自己能控制的。
She could not control her own womb.
那在那个时代，不生孩子是一种羞耻。
During those times, not being able to have any children was a shame.
那所以他的先生的另外太太就笑他，激动他。
So her husband had another wife who kept on provoking her.
所以他流很多的眼泪。
Therefore, she was weeping.
他先生很爱她，就要安慰她。
Her husband loved her very much and wanted to comfort her.
什么都给她双倍的。
He gave her double portion of everything.
说有我比十个儿子好吗？
He said, "Am I not better to you than 10 sons?"
爱很好。
Love is good.
但是人的爱啊，有时候还是解决不了问题。
However, love from human being sometimes cannot solve everything.
因为人就是人。
Because we are human beings.
弯曲不能变直。
That which is crooked cannot be made straight.
缺少不能足数。
That which is lacking cannot be fulfilled.
人的爱是有作用是有限的。
So the love that comes from man, It's limited.
但是哈拿她对神很有信心。
However, Hannah had faith to God.
所以她就把她的痛苦拿到神的面前来。
Therefore, he presented the grief of her heart to God.
好，那我们再看撒母耳记上的第一章。
We turn again to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish.
所以说她在神的面前痛痛哭泣。
Here it says, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord.
然后我们再看15节。
And then we'll see again verse 15. But Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord.
这里因为哈拿她祷告很迫切她只动嘴唇没有声音。
Here, because Hannah was troubled with grief, she was only praying, moving her mouth without any voice.
有时候人太痛苦了，发声也发不出来。
Sometimes when we are too troubled, we cannot even project our voice.
那以利就以为他喝醉了酒。
And priest Eli thought she was drunk.
因为喝酒再去圣殿祷告，这是不适宜的。
Because this is inappropriate for a person to be drunk and coming to the sanctuary of God to pray.
那十五节啊，哈拿就回答说：“我心里很多愁苦啊。”
But in verse 15, Hannah replied, "I am a woman of sorrowful spirit."
然后英文里面说：“我把我的心呢、啊，在神面前都倒出来。”
In English, the Bible says, "I have poured out my soul before the Lord."
我说我们本来我们心里有很多痛苦，很多的忧伤，很多的委屈、啊。
In the beginning, our soul is so troubled and so sorrowful.
这个不是人能够解决的。
This cannot be solved by human beings.
也不是丈夫的爱可以解决的。
A husband's love cannot be a solution.
那这个痛苦、这个忧伤、这个委屈、这个负面的情绪，如果不解决，以现在的话来讲，到最后就是忧郁症。
All these negative mood and feelings of being wronged, of being provoked, it will end up in depression in nowadays terms.
还没有忧郁症以前，大概就晚上睡不着觉，要吃镇定剂啊。
Before you have depression, the signs will show that you will lose your sleep at night and you will have to take tranquilizers.
那现在这样的人相当多。
There are many people who experience these symptoms.
内心很多愁苦。
They are sorrowful in their heart.
很多忧虑。
They are so bitter in their heart.
很多压力。
They feel so oppressed with burdens.
很多委屈。
They feel so wronged.
那怎么办呢？
So what should they do?
我们忘记了。
We have forgotten
有一个神
that there is a God.
所以这个哈拿就给我们一个模范。
Therefore, Hannah here set up an example for us.
那有的人呢就到处跟人诉苦。
Some people then kept on telling others of their troubles.
如果我们讲好消息，很多人愿意听。
When we speak of positive things, news, people like to hear.
但是如果我们到处诉苦，讲很多负面，以后人看到我们就溜了。
But when we all constantly pour out our bitter spirit, others will eventually leave us.
所以人也不能帮忙什么。
Therefore, human beings' help are limited.
那哈玛在神面前把他痛苦就倒出来了。
However, Hannah here poured out her soul before the Lord.
真的，神怜悯他。
It's true that God had mercy on her.
为什么？因为神就是我们的父亲。
Why? Because God is our Father.
所以他痛苦倒在神面前。
Therefore, when she poured out her soul before the Lord,
那这样祷告完了。
After praying like this,
神就感动当时的以利先知。
God then moved the priest Eli at that time.
就告诉他，你的祷告蒙谁听了。
To tell her that God has granted your petition.
所以十八节说他的面上不再带有愁容。
Therefore, in verse 18 here, it says that her face was no longer sad.
为什么？因为神已经听了。
Why? Because the Lord has heard her prayers.
神已经应许了。
God has promised her.
她问题的根源已经得解决了。
The root of her problem has been solved.
所以她没有愁烦了。
Therefore, she has no more troubles.
接下去她就孩子就生下来了。
Following that, she had a child.
所以我们如果生活真的很多困苦。
Therefore, if we have so many sorrows and troubles in our lives.
这句话是我们的希望。
These verses are our hope.
流泪撒种要欢呼收割。
When we sow in tears, we shall reap in joy.
我们来到神面前，把我们的痛苦告诉他。
When we come before the Lord, let us pour out our soul before God.
所以圣经才说一无挂虑。
Therefore, the Bible says, "Do not be anxious about anything."
我们看腓立比书。
Let us turn to Philippians.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章
Philippians chapter 4
第四节
Verse 4 Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
看到第六节
Verse 6 Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
第七节
Verse 7 And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
所以说要一无挂虑。
Here it tells us not to be anxious for anything.
那第四节说要常常喜乐。
In verse 4, it tells us to rejoice in the Lord always.
如果满心都是挂虑，怎么会喜乐呢？
How can we be rejoicing in the Lord when we're anxious about everything?
但是做到没有挂虑，这样人也很少。
But to be able to be not anxious about anything, it is very hard.
那这么多挂虑怎么办？
What do we do when we're so anxious in our hearts?
要借着祷告祈求感谢，将你所要的告诉神。
By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we have to let our requests be known to God.
所以交托哈，这是一种需要学习的功课。
It is an assignment for us to be able to entrust our problems to God.
我要告诉神，我要祷告，祷告到什么程度？
Up to what manner can we pray to God?
祷告到我们觉得我这个担子已经交给神，我已经轻松了。
We have to pray to God until the stage where we feel that the burdens have been lifted away.
那多久？
How long will that take?
不知道。
We don't know.
你就一直祷告，祷告到你觉得神已经把我的担子拿走了。
Let us keep on praying until the day that God has taken up our troubles and burdens.
那我们祷告就可以结束了。
Then we can end our prayer.
哎，明天那个忧虑又回来怎么办？
The next day, we are anxious again about something. What do we do?
再祷告啊。
Then pray again.
就继续再把你的痛苦告诉你在天上的父。
Continue to pour out our troubles to our heavenly Father above.
那后天又回来怎么办？
And then the day after that, we still are anxious. What do we do?
就继续这样祷告啊。
Then we continue to pray in this manner.
那这样祷告，祷告到什么时候？
When do we need to pray until then?
祷告到神的时候到了。
We pray until the time of God comes.
你发现那个忧虑的来源就没有了。
When the time comes, we don't have anything to be anxious about again.
我们就充满着喜乐。
We will be filled with joy.
所以要下功夫。
Therefore, we need to put in effort.
生活很多愁苦的人要下功夫。
If we have so many things that we need to be anxious about in our life, we have to put in effort.
神的恩典，神的应许在那里等待我。
Because the grace of God and the promises of God are waiting us.
你要下功夫努力去把我们痛苦交给神。
When we put in effort to entrust everything into God's hands.
到最后，神祝福我们。
In the end, God blesses us.
痛苦过去了。
The troubles all pass away.
喜乐平安充满我们心。
Peace and joy shall fill our hearts.
这是第二个例子。
This is the second example.
第三个例子。
The second, the third example.
尼希米。
Nehemiah.
我们先来看尼希米记。
Let us turn to the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记
The book of Nehemiah
第一章
Chapter
1首先他在介绍尼希米是谁
First the chapter introduces who Nehemiah was
第一节
Verse 1 Chapter 1 verse 1 The words of Nehemiah the son of Hekaliah It came to pass in the month of Chislev In the 20th year As I was in Shushan the citadel
Okay 尼希米是被掳当中的一个青年
Nehemiah was one a person, a youth that was captivated.
那他是被掳青年当中相当蒙福的一位。
But however, he was a blessed youth.
因为他被拣选进到苏珊城的宫中。
Because he was chosen to be in the citadel of Shushan.
那在那里做什么
？At that place, what was he doing?
十一节最后一句话。
In the last portion of verse 11, verse 11, Oh Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive.
十一节最后一句。我是做王的酒政，可能第二节、第二章第一节是吧
？For I was the king's cupbearer。
这个酒政是蒙王所信托的一个人，他管理王的饭食。
The cupbearer manages the food and drinks of the king. Therefore, he was an entrusted man of the king.
那尼希米的心在哪里
？But where was Nehemiah's heart？
那我们就看他问什么问题，我们就知道他的心在哪里。
Let us judge from the questions that he asked。
所以有时候我们安息日，你看我们大家的心在哪里，你就看大家在谈什么，心就在哪里。
Therefore, sometimes where is our heart during the Sabbath day? Let us see and hear what we're talking about。
如果大家都很关心圣工
，If everyone are concerned about the work of God，
我们谈话的话题不离开圣工。
The topic of our conversation will not leave holy work。
所以尼希米在王宫里面，他在谈什么
？What was the conversation that Nehemiah was engaged in this citadel？
我们看第二节。
Let us read verse 2。
请读。第一章第二节。
Chapter 1 verse 2 That Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem.
第三节。
Verse 3, and they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire.
所以尼希米就问这群人有关于犹太人耶路撒冷的光景。
Therefore, Nehemiah was asking this group of people concerning the Jews and the city of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷就是神的殿。
Jerusalem was the temple of God.
所以尼希米住在王宫，他的心非常关心神的事。
Therefore, even though Nehemiah was staying in the citadel, but his heart was so concerned about the holy work of God.
所以他看到从耶路撒冷，马上问耶路撒冷怎样啊
？When he saw these brethren came with some people from Jerusalem, he immediately asked them, "How is Jerusalem?"
我们如果真的关心教会
，If our hearts are truly concerned with the church,
我们会常常关心，聚会人多不多啊？
We will constantly ask the question, how about the number of people who come to church?
哪一个弟兄，哪一个姐妹有没有来？
So-and-so brother, so-and-so sister, is he coming to church?
那如果没有来，是不是有什么问题？
If they are not coming to church, what problems are they experiencing?
那如果他住在我们附近，跟我们同样年纪，我们能够做什么？
If they are in our age group or live in our community, what can I do to help them?
当我们有这些问题的时候，代表我们的心是在关心教会。
When we ask constantly these questions, this means that our hearts are in the church.
所以尼希米真的很关心耶路撒冷城。
So Nehemiah was truly concerned about the city of Jerusalem.
从他谈话的内容。
From the topic of his conversation.
然后在他听到耶路撒冷的情况，
and when he heard about the situation in Jerusalem,
他的反应是什么？
What was his response?
第四节。
Verse 4, so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
这里说他坐下哭泣悲哀几日。
He sat down and wept and mourned for many days.
为什么会悲哀？
Why was he mourning?
为什么会哭泣?
Why was he weeping?
因为他爱神。
Because he loved God.
他爱耶路撒冷。
He loved the city of Jerusalem.
他爱神的百姓。
He loved the people of God.
所以出于关心，他会哭泣。
Therefore, he was so concerned about them that he wept.
那他的爱有什么行动呢?
What did he bring about from his love?
他知道这是人做不到的。
He knew that this cannot be undertaken by man.
只有神才做得到。
Only God can do this.
所以他在神面前祷告，不但祷告，他禁食祷告。
He not only prayed before God, but he was fasting and praying before God.
而且从悔改的祷告开始。
And he started the prayer by repenting.
这样祷告了一段时间。
After praying for some time.
这个就是流泪撒种。
We can see that he was sowing seeds of tears.
关心教会，真的下功夫为着教会祷告。
He really put in effort and prayed for the church.
那这样祷告有什么结果？
What consequence did this prayer bring about?
我们先来看第二章。
Let us turn to chapter 2.
我看第一章，回来看第一章。
We come back to chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.Chapter 2, verse 8, rather. And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he must give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy. And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God upon me.
这里说，我的神，施恩的手帮助我。
He said, "The good hand of my God upon me."
所以在尼希米的后面有一只看不见的手在帮助他。
So behind Nehemiah, there lies a good hand of his God.
所以从第三章开始，他就开始重建圣城。
Therefore, beginning in chapter 3, he started rebuilding the wall.
这件事情为什么做得成？
How can he proceed this very project?
因为有一只看不见的手在帮助。
Because behind him lies a good hand of God.
所以任何一个困难都可以解决。
Therefore, he can solve any problems.
因为那一只手是神的手。
Because that hand is the hand of God.
那一只手从哪里来？
Where does that hand come from?
从尼希米的哭泣祷告来。
From the cry that come up from Nehemiah's prayers.
所以我们今天关心教会。
Therefore, today we are so concerned about the church.
要为教会的复兴祷告。
Let us pray for the revival of the church.
计划是需要的。
We need to plan is true.
但是如果没有那一根施恩的手。
But without the hand of God behind us,
我们发现计划是难推动的。
We will realize that we cannot proceed anything with our plans.
如果神施恩的手在我们身旁，
When the good hand of God is with us,
我们发现我们的计划很容易推动。
We realize that we can mobilize any type of plans.
没有计划的，神会感动我们做出来。
Even without plans, we can be moved by God to do many things.
所以我们可以体会到。
Therefore, we can feel that
当一个教会很专心为着牧会工作宣道在祷告。
When a church is deeply involved in its evangelism and pastoral work.
我们发现要带领那个离开教会回来不是这么困难。
We realize that it's an easy task to lead someone to come back to the fold.
而且要带领慕道朋友来教会不是这么困难。
And it's not that hard to bring a true seeker to attend our services.
他来的他会有体验。
When they come, they will experience something.
为什么？
Why?
因为施恩的手在帮助我。
Because the hand of the Lord is helping us.
是从祷告来的。
This all comes from our prayers.
所以教会的圣工也让我们体会到流泪撒种要欢呼首歌。
Therefore, the holy work of the church will allow us to experience that he who sows in tears will reap in joy.
那我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we shall pray together.
我们想想看，到底我为什么来祷告
？Let us think about the topic. Why do I pray?
为罪来悔改。
I want to repent for my sins.
或者为我个人的问题。
Or am I praying for my own personal problems?
或者为着教会的复兴。
Or am I praying for the revival of the church?
我们来流泪撒种。
Let us sow in tears.
那我们就看到神会祝福我们。
Then we will see that God will bless us.
那如果要求圣灵要代祷，要接受按手，请我们到前面来。
For us who want to receive the Holy Spirit and to receive the laying of hands, please come forward to pray.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.